The Seward Chamber of Commerce announced an out-of-court settlement on Wednesday, which exonerated the chamber from any negligence in the wrongful death action filed by the widow of a man who went missing more than 2 years ago. Michael LeMaitre disappeared while running the rugged Mount Marathon race in 2012. His body was never found. The Seward Chamber organizes that race. In July of last year, his widow, Peggy LeMaitre, sued the chamber for $5 million, claiming race officials were negligent and claiming emotional damage to herself and her family. The suit was scheduled to head to trial later this month, and the chamber had filed a motion for summary judgment. The settlement avoids a jury trial. Cindy Clock is president of the Seward Chamber.
Well, I'm obviously extremely happy that this is over. We have changed a couple things in the race. For instance, we have instigated race previews. So what that is like practice on the trail. So people can come down if they're first-time runners and go with people who have experience up the race trail.
The chamber's legal counsel countered plaintiff's allegations, saying that Michael LeMaitre had vision difficulties, making it likely that he could not see the rock that marked the midpoint of the race. Chamber attorney Laura Eakes challenged Peggy LeMaitre's accusations because evidence showed that in 2009, Michael LeMaitre was involved in a dispute with his employer and stated that his vision had so deteriorated that he could recognize only part of a person's face, even close up. Again, Cindy Clock.
He never should have been on the mountain. He shouldn't have been even driving, you know, and it came out that he had filed a suit for discrimination against his employer because they wouldn't accommodate his disability, which was extremely bad vision. So, yeah, he never should have been on the mountain, but maybe that was one reason he didn't practice on the trail.
Findings that would have been presented at a trial indicated that Michael LeMaitre had never done a pre-race climb of Mount Marathon. Race officials warn racers about pre-race preparation at safety meetings. And the court has ruled that Peggy LeMaitre's claim of emotional damage has no standing in the suit. The two sides have settled for $20,000 after Peggy LeMaitre reduced her initial demand to $45,000. Seward's Chamber of Commerce will pay $20,000 based on an insurance company's estimate of potential court costs. The chamber has been exonerated of any negligence in the matter. I'm Ellen Lockyer.